I want to share a little secret with you. You have a voice. You may be someone who believes that you don't have a voice and that you're not able to speak up and that you're not able to share yourself or to reach an audience or communicate with others, but you can. And you know how I know that? Because I have a 2-year-old son. Having a 2-year-old son offers up 2 opportunities to understand how the voice works and how everyone can use one. To begin with, unless you are smaller than a 2-year-old, who, by the way, can fill an entire supermarket with screaming and shouting constantly, and he doesn't need to stop for hours, then you can. If he doesn't want something, he opens his mouth, "Ah!" and he asks for it. If he doesn't like something, he opens his mouth, "Ah!" and sound comes out. He does not restrict himself. This is how it works. Children are relaxed. There's no tension that they've learned in the body yet. There's no psychological practice of withholding themselves. We learn how to shut ourselves off. We block ourselves. And I say ourselves because quite often we blame other people, and it is often other people's fault that we block ourselves. But it is something that happens to us. It is our body, our instrument. And in order to understand how to free that, I would like to offer an example of what it's like to be a parent. So even though I've suggested that a child has a massive voice and they're just a tiny torso, and that understanding should help you understand that there is a voice in there is the opportunity for sound, then it's the psychological element, isn't it? So now we have to look at the parent, me. Any parent anywhere in the world, if they are to see their child about to run in front of a car, has a voice. You might have spent your whole entire life believing that you don't have a voice, and then you have a child, and this child decides to run in front of a car. What happens? Naturally, without you thinking about it, stop! Everyone has a voice. Because what happens in that moment, you no longer think, I don't have a voice, I can't speak, I'm very quiet, I've always been this way, my mum used to tell me I had to be quiet. You don't think about yourself anymore. Your instrument, your voice, acts as an action, and that action is to stop that child from getting hit by a car. You don't think about yourself, and then your voice comes out. I dare you to challenge me on this one and find someone who isn't vocal when their child is about to hurt themselves, who doesn't have a voice, who doesn't find it from somewhere. Because we escape our conscious thinking and our subconscious behaviours telling us that we can't, we're not good enough. And we just act in the moment. And so I put it to you that if a child can make so much noise, so can you. And if a parent is able to find their voice because of an act of driving it with an action, then so can you. And actioning is literally putting a transitive verb behind what you say. If you take an action word such as to flirt, to stop, to scold, to enchant, whatever it is, you can use that to drive your message forward without consciously thinking. And the second you start thinking forward and to your audience and to whoever you're speaking to, you can't think about yourself negatively at the same time. So try this out for yourself. Pick something positive that you would like to do to other people, that you would like to give to other people, like to comfort or to make someone feel good about themselves. Use that as your action. And let that drive your words, whatever they may be. Just focus intently outwardly. It's like the opposite of active listening, but it's not really the opposite because it works the same way. Once you're actively focusing away from yourself, you can do so much more. You will be present and you will have a voice. Thank you for watching. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice and try to use it.